And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening from Jay County High School. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver as we have high school volleyball tonight, Jay County and Fort Recovery. A thrilling junior varsity match tonight, won by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won the first game, 25-15, won the second. Actually, Jay County won the second, 25-22. And then Fort Recovery won a thrilling third game, 15-14, to win 2-1. So Fort Recovery wins the JV matchup, again winning game one, 25-15, and winning the third game, 15-14. Lady Patriots hung right in there and came from behind to win game two, 25-22, but couldn't pull off the win in that third game. So that was the first match of the year for Fort Recovery's JV team. The varsity has played three matches. They did that last Saturday at the Mercer Health Invitational at Salina, where they went 2-1 on the day. Jay County's played several matches. I'm not sure of their exact record, but I believe they've only lost one so far this year, and that was to the Delta Lady Eagles. So Jay County's something like, I think, 6-1, somewhere in that category. We're set to go as we're underway here. Again at Jay County High School tonight. Here's the good serve by Jay County, and it's a point. Lady Patriots serving for Jay County there is Britlin Dews. And it's 1-0 Jay County with the lead. In fact, that was an ace serve. Here's the next serve. It's dug out by Kendra Seifring. Here's the set at the net. And Jay County blocks it and gets the points. 2-0. Not sure who gets credit for that one, but Lady Patriots with the block at the net, getting the point, 2-0. Here's the next serve by Britlin Dews, and this one is a service error. So Fort Recovery gets the point and the side out. Fort Recovery trailing 2-1. Going back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Kirsten Judy. Voice of Judy's Fruit Farm. Steps up there, and the good serve. Here's the set at the net and the smash, and it's out of bounds as Jay County's Ava Kunkler hit that over the back line, and it's tied at 2-2. Give Kirsten Judy a service point on that. Kirsten will be serving once again. It's a little too long. Out of bounds over the end line. Service here. Jay County gets the point. Jay County leads 3-2. Going back is Ava Kunkler to serve now for Jay County. Two pretty nice teams going at it tonight. And Ava's serve is out of bounds over the end line. Too much adrenaline going here, as that's a service error. And Fort Recovery gets the serve back. Now serving for the Lady Indians will be, I think, let's see here. Yep, Abby Winning. Good serve by Abby. There's the dig, the set at the net. Here's the smash. It's by Jay County's Abby Barkas. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's a hit back across. Now back over to Fort Recovery. And there's a point for Fort Recovery. Point for Jay County is Lizzie Shameline gets the kill and makes it 4-3. Lady Patriots take the lead. Here's the next serve. This one's by Jay County's Lizzie Shameline. It's a good serve. Back to Jay County. Here's the smash. That was by Abby Barkas. Back over to Jay County again, the set. Here comes the smash by Barkas. Fort Recovery plays it at the nets. Here's the hit. And the point and the kill. Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin comes up with the kill that time around. Cassidy is only a freshman for Fort Recovery. Makes it 4-4, side out Fort Recovery, and now serving will be Kendra Seifring. Kendra, a senior, a veteran volleyball player, does an outstanding job. Here's the dink across by Jay County. Fort Recovery plays it, saving the ball back to Jay County. And there's Abby Barkas on the smash and got the kill. Abby Barkas gets the kill. That went down on the Fort Recovery side of the net. Here is Barkas serving, and she gets a service ace. That makes the score Jay County 6, Fort Recovery 4, this fast-paced game so far. Here comes the next serve. And this is too long by Abby Barkas over the end line. Kendra Seifring let it go. And it's a point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, and going back to serve now for Fort Recovery will be Faith Colling. Faith is a freshman also for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve. Dug out by Jay County's Ava Kunkler. Here's the smash by Kylie Osborne, and it's out of bounds. Hitting air there by Kylie, and point Fort Recovery. So give Faith Colling a service point. Makes it 6-6 now as we're all tied up here. Fort Recovery with the serve. There's the set and the smash. This time it's Jay County's Abby Wendell on the hit. Fort Recovery plays it. Kendra Seifring free balls it over. At the net, a battle. Jay County got it over and got the kill. I believe Kylie Osborne's going to get credit for the kill there. 7-6. Lady Patriots on top over the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. High school varsity volleyball tonight. Fort Recovery won the JV matchup. Winning in three games this evening. Good serve there. Here's the hit. And Jay County will play it. Now free balling it over for Jay is Lizzie Shaneline. And it's too far over the end line, out of bounds. Hitting error there. And Fort Recovery picks up the points. Now going back to serve, the libero for Fort Recovery, Maddie Grover. Maddie, service error right in the net. Maddie's only a sophomore. She played a lot last year as a freshman. Service error that time, though, hit the top of the net and did not go over. So Jay County gets it back. And now we have Jay County's Kylie Osborne serving here. A little substitution there for Jay. Here comes the good serve. Dug out by Kendra Seifring at the net. Here's the hit. And it's too far out of bounds. Abby winning there, hitting it over the end line. Making it 9-7, Jay County with a two-point lead here in game one. Kylie Osborne will serve now for the Lady Patriots. Here's the serve. And it's down along the sideline, and they say it's out of bounds. Service error. Point Fort Recovery. And now serving is Carly Stone. Carly's only a sophomore. She played a whole lot as a freshman last year. And there's an ace for Carly Stone. Kylie Osborne tried to hit it, but went off of her hands and off to the side. 9-9, we're all tied up here. Carly Stone will serve again. And is it in or not? Nope, they say it's out. Boy, that was close. Service error for Carly Stone. That will give the serve back to Jay. And now serving for Jay County is going to be Britlin Dews. It's a good serve by Dews. Dug out by Alexis Bupp for Fort Recovery. Here's Kendra Seifring on the smash and the kill. Outside hitter that time, and Kendra Seifring buried it. And Fort Recovery has tied it up 10-10. So if this first game is any indication of this match, we are going to have a close one tonight. Of course, the JV match was very close, with Fort Recovery winning the third game 15-14 and winning the match. Serving now for the Lady Indians is Kirsten Judy. Judy's second time around serving. Good serve. Here's the smash by Ava Kunkler, and got the kill. Ava Kunkler with her first kill of the evening, and it's 11-10. Jay County leads it by one, and serving is Ava Kunkler after the kill, and we've got a rotation error on Jay County. I'm going to call a point for Fort Recovery on that error. I don't know what happened there. Fort Recovery will serve with the match tied, the game tied at 11-11. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash. Fort Recovery will play it. Here's the hit back. And it's over and the kill. Getting the kill for Fort Recovery was Cassidy Martin. That's her second kill of the evening. Hitting that from the outside hitter's position. And it's 12-11 now. Fort Recovery has the lead. Jay County's led most of this game, but not now. That service point, by the way, was by Abby Winning, and she serves again. It's a good serve, and there's a kill. That time, Jay County's Abby Barkas comes up with her second kill of the match. And it's 12-12. We're all tied up. Now going back to serve for Jay County's Lizzie Shainline. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Grover. Here's the hit back over by Kendra Seifring on the little dink. A battle at the net. Jay County keeps it alive. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Grover over on the right, back on the left side. Jay County back over to Fort Recovery and gets the kill. Kylie Osborne got it in the middle where nobody was. Makes it 13-12 now. Jay County with a one-point lead. Another good serve by Lizzie Shainline there. Battle at the net. Here's Kylie Osborne on the smash, and they're going to say somebody for Fort Recovery was in to the net. Point Jay County. To give Lizzie Shainline another service point, and she will serve again. Jay County leads 14-12. Jay County won last year in this varsity matchup. And there is Kylie Osborne with the kill for Jay County at the, right at the net. That is her third kill of the evening. 15-12. Here's the next serve. There's the set and the smash by Kendra Seifring, and Kendra gets the kill. Kendra Seifring on the kill, her second of the evening. And it's 15-13, side out Fort Recovery. Jay County leads by two. Glad to have you alongside with us tonight here on the radio. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Back over to the Lady Indians. Here's the set and the smash. Jay County keeps that alive. A nice dig there. And here's the dink over. Back over to Jay County again. Here's Lizzie Shainline on the set. Here comes the hit by Jay County's Abby Wendell. Fort Recovery back over to Jay County. Now a smash at the net. And not able to get it across was Abby Barkas, and it's a point for Fort Recovery. 15-14 now. Lead is back to one, and Kendra Seifring on the serve for the Lady Indians. And it is a service error too long. Jay County gets the point, leading 16-14. Here comes the next serve, Abby Barkas. Fort Recovery keeps it alive, the smash at the net. Here's the set. Another smash at the net, and I think that was a block by Jay County as Carly Stone tried to hit it over and couldn't get it over. And it's a point for Jay County, leading 17-14. Here's Abby Barkas serving. Good serve. The dink over, and we're going to say must have hit the antenna or something there. Point Jay County. So give Abby Barkas a service point. There's a serve right on the line. Service ace right on the sideline for Abby Barkas. That's her second ace of the evening. Makes it 19-14, and now Jay County, a pretty comfortable lead here in the first game, leading by five. Of course, we go to 25 points. Here's another ace serve as Kendra Seifring couldn't quite dig that one out, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Two ace serves here by Abby Barkas makes it 20-14. Lady Indians trail by six over the Jay County to the Jay County Lady Patriots. Jay County in the lead. We'll be right back.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some major corn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or major corn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
We are currently having connection problems.
Indians, Had a very competitive game there until the end when Jay County kind of snuck away in the last several points. So we'll see how game two will go right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there is even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. We can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Bern or Union City, Indiana, and ask how we can make your life easier and healthier. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature's Green. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Back at Jay County High School, you're listening to high school volleyball tonight, Jay County Fort Recovery. And it's Jay County taking the early lead, winning game 125-17 over Fort Recovery. Here's Fort Recovery with the first serve. It's a good one. Here's the smash by Ava Kunkler, and she got the kill. Ava Kunkler with a kill for Jay County, her second kill of the evening. Serving is Britlin Dews now for Jay County. Here's the serve, and it's dug out by Maddie Grover. Battle at the net, and they're going to say Jay County. Nope, Fort Recovery was in the net. Somebody for Fort Recovery in the net that time. So service point for Britlin Dews, and she'll serve again. And Maddie Grover can't quite feel that one, but keeping it alive, and a nice save by Fort Recovery's Abby winning there. Now here's a hit by Abby Barkas, and Fort Recovery plays it, but can't get it back over. So point on Jay County. Excellent hit there by Abby Barkas to kind of set that point up, because Fort Recovery didn't get a good return on that and never could get control of the volleyball. Here's the next serve by Britlin Dews. It's good again. Back over to Jay County. There's Katie Lyons. Here's Ava Kunkler on the hit. They're going to call an illegal hit. I think Kendra Seifering had the block, and then there was an illegal hit as it was returned there to Jay County. So 3-1. Lady Patriot lead over Fort Recovery. Lady Patriots on defense now and serving Fort Recovery is Alexis Bupp. And there's a kill by Kendra Seifering right at Katie Lyons, and Katie couldn't quite handle it. So give Kendra Seifring her fourth kill of the evening, and it's 3-2. And a service point goes to the Lady Indians, Kirsten Judy. Kirsten on the serve, and it's too long. Well, we had a lot of service errors tonight, and I guess it's early in the year, and you're going to have those kind of errors. Hopefully the teams can get those corrected before the big tournament time comes up. Good serve by Jay County, and they're going to say somebody was in the net. Point Jay County, Fort Recovery in the net. Ava Kunkler is serving for Jay County. It's now 5-2, Lady Patriots leading by 3 after they won game 1, 25-17. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifring. Here's the set and the smash. On the hit there for Fort Recovery was Devin Post. And there's a point for Fort Recovery. No, point for Jay County. Said somebody was in the net. Fort Recovery in the net. So give Ava Kunkler another service point. She'll serve again. 6-2, Lady Patriots off to the early lead here in game number 2. This time it's a service error by Ava as she hits that in the net. Well, we've had a bunch of those tonight. Most of them have been serves that have been too long, but not that time. That time it was too short. 6-3. Jay County leads Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with the serve. Here's the good serve by Abby Winning. And there's Abby Barkas getting the kill for Jay County as she hit a soft little hit over and right in the middle where nobody was located. That's the third kill of the night for Abby Barkas. Fort Recovery won the JV game in 3 games, winning that last game 15-14. And there's a short serve by Jay County in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Welcome to our listeners over at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have FortRecoveryRadio.com simulcasting our broadcast tonight. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Now what? Somebody carried the ball from Jay County. Illegal hit. So give Kendra Seifring a service point. And Kendra will serve again. Kendra, a 6'1 senior for the Lady Indians. Here's the set and the smash by Abby Barkas, and she got the kill. Abby Barkas with her fourth kill of the evening, and it's 8-5. And going back to serve is Abby Barkas. Abby's done pretty well at serving tonight, including 3 aces for her so far this evening. Abby Barkas serves to Fort Recovery. And it's a sideways dig, and Fort Recovery cannot recover and give a service point to Abby Barkas as Fort Recovery hits it over the end line, hitting error, and Barkas will serve again. We'll have Fort Recovery again on Thursday night as Fort Recovery will host Delphi St. John's. There's a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery. I think that was Carly Stone. Yep. Carly Stone gets the kill. 9-6. Serving for Fort Recovery here is Grace 10. It's a good serve, and Jay County can't return it. 9-7 now. Fort Recovery sneaking back up here after Jay County had taken an early lead. I think it was 6-2 at one time. Grace 10 serves again. And Jay County's Abby Barkas mishit that one, but Jay County recovers, free balls it over. Here's the hit back by Carly Stone to Jay County at the net. Here's the smash and the kill for Jay County for Abby Wendell. That's her first kill of the evening, and it's 10-7. Jay County leading by 3. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. In a few minutes, we're going to break away the AM station to the Cubs-Reds game. That'll be starting at 8:05. And there's a service error for Jay County as Chloe Trissel hits it into the net. At 8:05, we're going to switch the AM to the Cubs-Reds game. And then as soon as we're done here with the volleyball match, we'll join the Cubs-Reds game on the FM station as well. Playing up at Wrigley Field tonight. 10-8 is the score. Jay County leads by two. Fort Recovery hanging right in there as they did in game number one. Jay County kind of pulled away towards the end of game one. Here's Maddie Grover, the libero on the serve. It's a good one. Ava Kunkler hits it back to Fort Recovery, and Kendra Seifring has a tough time digging that one out, and it's a kill for Ava Kunkler. Now back to serve for Jay County goes Kylie Osborne. 11-8, Jay County leads by three now. Kylie's looking for her first service point of the evening. Carly Stone digs that one out. Here's the set and the smash by Kirsten Judy. And it's a block by Jay County. Didn't see who that was, but a block by Jay County, and they get the point. Kylie Osborne will serve again. 12-8, Jay County leads by four here in game number two after winning game one. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery, and what do we got? They say it was in. I think that was a kill on the part of Abby Winning, I believe, hitting from the outside hitter's spot. Up front for Fort Recovery, Kendra Seifring, Abby Winning, and Kirsten Judy. Back to serve for the Lady Indians Faith Collig. No, I'm sorry, Carly Stone. And Carly Stone gets an ace serve. So Carly Stone, her second ace serve of the evening, makes it 12-10, back to a two-point game. Carly will serve again. It's in the net this time. Service error for Carly. Here's Shea County to serve. Going back to serve for the Lady Patriots is Brittland Dews. 13-10, Jay County in the lead. Brittland Dews a service error right at the net. Boy, we've had a bunch of service errors tonight. Service error city. I don't think I remember a match where we had so many service errors. And we're only halfway through this thing. Maybe. Here's the next serve. It's good by Kirsten Judy of Fort Recovery. And there's a block. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Not sure who he said it was. So I'm not going to say. I'm not going to make a guess on that one. But Fort Recovery was in the net. And here's Ava Kunkler serving for Jay County. And it's long, a service error. Oh, my. Boy. Either team wanting to take control here. All kinds of service errors. 14-12. Jay County leads by two. Here's the serve by Abby Winning. It's a good serve, and Jay County can't make the return, and Winning gets the service point. Abby will serve again. Fort Recovery draws to within one. 14-13 here in game two after Jay County won game one. Here's the set by Jay County and a smash by Abby Barkas, and she got the kill. Abby Barkas with the kill. Give Lizzie Shainline the assists. That is the fifth kill of the night, and officially I have here for Abby Barkas. Here's Lizzie Shainline going back to serve now for Jay County. It's a good serve dug out by Maddie Grover of Fort Recovery. Here's a set by Judy to Kendra Seifring, and Kendra gets the kill. A soft little hit down in the corner where nobody was. No need to thunder that one down there. And it's a 15-14 score. Give Kendra Seifring another kill. That is her fifth of the night. Seifring is serving now. Good serve dug out by Ava Kunkler. Here's a set by Lizzie Shainline. And there's a hit over by Abby Barkas, and Abby hits it over the end line on the hit service, or a hitting error, I should say. So Kendra Seifring will serve again. 15-15, we're all knotted up. Good serve. Here's a smash at the net. The hit, and Devin Post there with the hit, and they're going to give Jay County the point. Didn't exactly see what happened there, but Jay County came away with the points. 16-15. Here is Abby Barkas serving. Good serve. Carly Stone on the smash. Jay County plays it. Here's the hit back over. by Jay County's Abby Wendell. Back over to Jay County again. And Kylie Osborne tried to dink it over, but couldn't get it over the net. Point Fort recovery, and makes it 16-16. We're all tied up. Devin Post will come out. Coming in for Fort recovery is Faith Collig. Faith Collig will do the serving. And it's a good serve. Dug out by Kylie Osborne to Lizzie Shane line. There's a hit by Jay County's Kaylin Weaver. Now a battle at the net. Fort recovery has it in play. And they're going to say somebody's in the net. I think it was Fort Recovery. Yep. Going to say Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin was in the net there. 17-16. Here is Chloe Trissel serving for Jay County. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone. At the net, here's the dink over by Kirsten Judy. Jay County plays it. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. And now a little dink over, and Jay County saved it. Wow. Here's the smash to Jay County. Jay County sets it, and there's the hit and the kill. Abby Barkas gets the kill. Nice. That was a deep hit. 2-4-6 for her so far tonight in the two games combined. And it's 18-16. Jay County takes a two-point lead. Jay County won game one. 25-17, so it would be a big win here for Jay County to nail this one down if they can. Here's Kendra Seifring on the hit back to Jay County, and they're going to say Lizzie Shaneline was in the net. Point Fort Recovery makes it 18-17. Fort Recovery hanging right in there. Addie Grover will go in, as coming out is Cassidy Martin. Here's the serve by Maddie. It's good. Dug out by Chloe Trissel. Lizzie Shaneline will set for Abby Barkas, and Abby hits it out of bounds. Right along the sideline, tried to sneak it in there and mishit it. Timeout is called as we have a tie game here in game two, 18-18. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Again, a reminder, at 8:05, we're going to break away on the AM station, go to the Cubs-Reds game, which will start at 8:05, and then we'll join the Cubs-Reds game on the FM as soon as we finish high school volleyball here. Right now we have a tie game here in game two, 18-18. Very important for Fort Recovery to try to win this one, avoid being behind two games to none. Okay, we're set to go again after the timeout. Coach Fred Medler making a substitution. Katie Lyons coming in and leaving Kylie Osborne. Here's Maddie Grover serving for Fort Recovery. It's too long. Another service here. Man. Haven't kept track of those tonight, but there would have been a bunch of them. Katie Lyons goes out, and Kylie Osborne comes back in after taking a brief rest. 19-18 is the score. Jay County leads by one. Kylie Osborne serving. Good serve. Here's the set to Kendra Seifring, and Kendra on the hit and gets the kill as Kylie Osborne can't play it. So give Kendra Seifring kill number six on the night. 19-19, we're all tied up. Serving here is Carly Stone. Good serve. Here's the dig by Jay County. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Kendra Seifring on the smash. And, saving that was Katie Lyons. And now Jay County can't quite get it over the net. Abby Wendell gets it into the net. And so point Fort Recovery. And now Fort Recovery has the lead, 20-19. Carly Stone will serve again. It's a good serve, and Ava Kunkler hits into the net. Another point for Fort Recovery. And all of a sudden, the Lady Indians are on a run here, leading 21-19 now. Here's the next serve. Carly Stone, another good serve. Here's the set and the hit by Jay County's Abby Wendell. Here's Kirsten Judy freeballing it over to Jay County. And Katie Lyons, no, that was Lizzie Shane Lyons trying to catch Fort Recovery asleep, but Fort Recovery had a great save there. Here's the set, and Kendra Seifring dinks it over. A battle at the net, and somebody's in the net. Going to say, trying to figure out who was. Must have been Fort Recovery was in the net. I think they said it was Fort Recovery's Abby winning in the net there. So anyway, 21-20. Fort Recovery leads by one, and Jay County with the serve. And there's Jay County mishitting it and not getting it back across. And Fort Recovery picks up another point. And it's 22-20 now. So now serving for Jay County is Kylie Osborne with a, no, correction, it's Fort Recovery serving. And serving for Fort Recovery is Kirsten Judy. Kirsten Judy on a good serve. Here's the set at the net and the smash by Ava Kunkler. Fort Recovery's Maddie Grover saved it, but it's out of bounds. Great job by Maddie Grover to play that. That was a terrific hit by Ava Kunkler. And now Kunkler will go back to serve for Jay County with a 22-21 score. Fort Recovery leading by one. Good serve by Kunkler. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Kendra Seifring, who free balls it over and hits it out of bounds. That ties it up, 22-22, and timeout is called for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and Coach Chelsea Rogers. 22-22 here in game two after Fort Recovery won game one. Again, that score in game one was Fort Recovery. Correction, after Jay County won game one, I'm sorry. Jay County won game one, 25-17. Right now, tied up here in game two, 22-22.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Fort Recovery did win the JV match tonight after the first game went to Fort Recovery, 25-15. Then Jay County came back and won game two, a come-from-behind win, winning 25-22. And then Fort Recovery won a very exciting third game, 15-14, to win the match. Here we are in the varsity action. Jay County leads one game to none with the second game tied at 22-22. Ava Kunkler on the serve for Jay County. Maddie Grover digs it out. A battle at the net. Here's Grover on the set. Kendra Seifring hits it over. And a miss hit there by Lizzie Shane Line. Uncharacteristic of her. She's an excellent hitter. And that gives the point to Fort Recovery. 23-22. So Fort Recovery serving now. It is Fort Recovery's Abby winning on the serve. Here's a smash by Jay County by Abby Barkas and a kill. Abby has seven kills on the night now. So Lizzie Shaneline will serve with the score tied at 23-23. Good serve. Maddie Grover digs it out. Here's Judy setting over here for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin and a block at the net. And it's a point for Jay County. Jay County takes a 24-23 lead, and Jay County calls, no, I think Fort Recovery calls timeout. timeout, Fort Recovery, with Jay County leading by one, 24-23 here in game number two.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. We can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have, and ask how we can make your life easier and healthier. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Of course, you'll find Kalp Pharmacy locations based in Fort Recovery, along with here in Indiana, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. They also are over in Versailles, Ohio, and also in Arcanum as well. That's Kalp Pharmacy. Nice crowd on hand tonight. The lower deck is all filled up. 24-23. Here's the next serve by Jay County. It's a good one. And Kendra Seifering gets the kill. Seifering with a big kill for Fort Recovery to tie it up at 24-24. That is Kendra's seventh kill of the evening. And now, this is not game point. Of course, you got to win by two. Here's the serve by Seifering. It's a good one. Here's the dig by Lizzie Shane Lime. And there's a hit by Kylie Osborne. Back to Fort Recovery. And, oh, I think Fort Recovery let that hit the ground. Nobody played it. And Jay County gets the point advantage. Jay County, 25-24. This is game point now. And serving is Jay County's Abby Barkas. Good serve. Here's Judy setting for Carly Stone. Stone hits it over. Now Shane Line sets for Jay County. For Abby Wendell. Now back to Jay County, and Fort Recovery gets a point. 25-25. We're all tied up again. What a battle this second game has been. And going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Grace Ten. It's a good serve. Here's a smash to Kendra Seifering, who saved it, and ball went down on the Fort Recovery side. Fort Recovery couldn't quite play that. That gives Jay County the advantage again. 26-25. Boy, big win here for Jay County if they can pull off this game too, because that would give them a 2-0 lead. Fort Recovery desperately wanting to pull this game out. Here's a good serve by Chloe Trissel of Jay County. Carly Stone free balls it over. Here's the set by Lizzie Shaneline and the hit by Jay County's Abby Wendell. Now back over to Jay County. Here's the smash and the kill by Abby Wendell, and that's the game. 27-25, Abby Wendell gets the kill to win the game as Jay County has taken a 2-0 lead over Fort Recovery on a very hard-fought second game there. Again, Jay County wins game one, 25-17, and they win game two, 27-25. Boy, tough loss there for the Indians. Now Fort Recovery's got to win three in a row to win this match. We'll be back with game number three right after this.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature Screen. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major corn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major corn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Two more Fort Recovery volleyball broadcasts this week. We will be at Fort Recovery Thursday night when the Lady Indians host Delta St. John's in a conference matchup. JV starts at 5:30 that night, so the varsity should be around 6:30 or so. And then we'll follow the Lady Indians over at St. Mary's in the St. Mary's Invitational on Saturday for the first match. We'll only be able to do the match against Spencerville, which is going to start at about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning from St. Mary's from the high school gym. So we'll have those two broadcasts for you this week of Fort Recovery Volleyball after tonight. Again, the Lady Indians hosting Delta St. John's on Thursday. Delta St. John's has been kind of down in recent years. We'll see what the Lady Blue Jays have this year. And then Fort Recovery taking on Spencerville in the St. Mary's Invitational at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. So tune in for those broadcasts coming up this week. We will have most of the Lady Indians matches for you on the radio. Now Fort Recovery trailing two games to none here. Jay County winning a very close second game. Again, we'll be joining the Reds and the Cubs on our FM station here. As soon as we're done with high school volleyball, a reminder, you can hear the Reds and the Cubs if you're a avid Reds fan and or Cubs fan and tuned in for the game. That is being aired on our AM station right now at 1440 on your AM dial. Coming to you from Wrigley Field. Okay, here we go with game three, a very important one, of course, for Fort Recovery. They've got to win three games in a row to win this match, and a very important game for Jay County. Jay County wins this, it's over. Here we go with the first serve being served by Jay County. And doing the service chores is Brittland Dews. Good serve. Back to Jay County. Lizzie Shainline will set for Abby Barkas. Barkas on the hit. Maddie Grover plays it. And there's a smash into the net for Fort Recovery as Abby Winning just couldn't quite get it over. So it goes point Jay County. And a service point there for Brittland Dews. Brittland will serve again. Good serve. Here's the smash and a kill for Fort Recovery. And I missed who it was that got the kill. But we're tied up at 1-1. Going back to serve for the Lady Indians now is Kirsten Judy. Here's Kirsten's serve. Good one. I said that too soon. It was too long. Oh, boy. Another service error. Both teams have had bunches of service errors tonight. Here's Ava Kunkler serving for Jay County. A good serve there. Dug out by Alexis Bupp. Here's the hit back over to Jay. Now dinking it over is Abby Barkas. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. And the smash, Devin Post. Jay County plays it. Hitting it back over is Weaver. Now it's up for grabs. There's Abby Barkas freeballing it over. Battle at the net. And point Jay County as Fort Recovery couldn't play it over on the third hit. Ava Kunkler will serve now. 3-1. Jay County lead here. It's a good serve by Ava. Jay County plays it back again, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. Recovery in the net there. I'm not sure who it was. Coming in for the Lady Indians here is Kaya Wendell reporting in. Good serve by Jay County off of Kendra Seifring. Seifring will free ball it back, trying to save it, and she does. Here's Lizzie Shainline setting for Kaylin Weaver. It's a good hit. Fort Recovery, Devin Post back over to Jay County. Shainline sets for Abby Barkas. Barkas gets the kill. Abby Barkas, an excellent hitter. Kill number 8 on the night. Again, all my stats are unofficial. Here's Ava Kunkler on the serve. It's a good one. Back to Jay County. Kunkler saves it. Now Lizzie Shane line. Free balls it over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set at the net. Kendra Seifring on the dink. Abby Barkas hits it back over. Now Grover back to Jay County. Here's the set for Kaylin Weaver. And Kendra Seifring gets the block. Kendra Seifring with a block there to give Fort Recovery a point. Kendra, pretty tall gal at 6'1 in the middle there. And now serving for Fort Recovery is going to be Kaya Wendell. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery, and that's going to be a kill for Kylie Osborne. Looks like that went off the hand of Alexis Bupp. Give Kylie Osborne her fifth kill of the night. It's the first one she's had in a while, though. It's Lizzie Shaneline serving for Jay County and gets the ace serve. Lizzie Shaneline with an ace serve. And we have a timeout, Fort Recovery. Jay County leading 7-2. We'll return in a moment. Jay County on top 7-2 after leading 2-0 here over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Back here at Jay County High School, Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight. 2-1. Fort Recovery won the first game 25-15. Jay County came back, came from behind to win game two, 25-22. And then Fort Recovery won the third and exciting game, 15-14. And I believe that was the first match of the year for the Fort Recovery JVs, as they did. I don't think they played last weekend when the varsity played in the Mercer Health Invitational over at Salina. Here is Lizzie Shaneline serving for Jay County and service air. Oh, boy. Goodness. Not just for Lizzie, but both teams have been horrible in serving tonight. There's Kendra Seifering getting an ace serve. They say it was right on the line. That was almost a service error, but just on the line. That's her first ace serve of the night. Kendra will serve again. This is good. Up to the front line, Ava Kunkler to Lizzie Shane line. Now there's a hit by Abby Barkas, blocked by Fort Recovery. There's Kaylin Weaver with the hit and the kill. Kaylin Weaver comes through with her first kill of the evening. She's only a sophomore for Coach Fred Medler. Of course, Fred Medler's been coach of Jay County for many, many years. Chelsea Rogers in her second year, I believe, as coach of Fort Recovery. Here's a hit and a point. Give a kill to Abby Wendell of Jay County as it actually went off, was tipped by the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery can't quite believe the call, but that's what official John Schock ruled. Dave Stauffer, John Schock are the officials tonight. Serving now is Abby Barkas. Good serve. Here's the dig by Fort Recovery and the smash by Carly Stone. And couldn't get it across. Point Jay County. 10-4 now. Jay County with a big lead here in game three. Fort Recovery needs to get things going. Good serve. Back over to Jay. Here's Abby Barkas on the smash, played by Kendra Seifering. Judy over to Devin Post. Post gets it across. Now back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point Jay County, and it's 11-4. Abby Barkas continues to serve, with Jay County leading by 7, 11-4. Good serve. Dug out by Devin Post to Judy. Here's Kendra Seifering on the smash. And I think it's too long. Yep. Out of bounds. No, my mistake. They gave that. They said it hit on the line. So give Kendra Seifring the kill. That's a big point for Fort Recovery. Makes it 11-5. Maybe that'll get Fort Recovery going here. Here's Kylie Osborne on the smash to Fort Recovery and back over by Kirsten Judy. And Judy gets the kill. Kirsten Judy, her first kill of the evening. 11-6 now. Give the service point there to Audra Metzger, who's serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve again. And Jay County gets the kill. Kylie Osborne on the kill in the middle. 12-6 now. Jay County leads by 6 here in game 3. Jay County wins this game. It's over. And it's looking pretty good for the Lady Patriots at the moment. Going back to serve is Abby Mollenkamp, a junior for Jay County. It's a good serve dug out by Maddie Grover of Fort Recovery. And Carly Stone gets the kill, as losing her shoe was Abby Mollenkamp of Jay County. Twelve to seven now. Maddie Grover will serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians need to continue to run here. It's a good serve. There's Kylie Osborne to Lizzie Shane Line. Back to Osborne, and Osborne gets the kill. Kylie Osborne with her seventh kill of the evening. 13-7 now. Again, Thursday night will be at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery will host Delphi St. John's. Should be about a 6:30 varsity time. Good serve by Jay County. Kylie Osborne will pass to Lizzie Shane Line, who sets for Abby Wendell. Good hit. Now free balling it back over is Abby Winning to Jay County. And now we've got a whistle at the net. Somebody's in the net. Nope, four hits. Four hits on Jay County. So give the point to Fort Recovery, and Carly Stone will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's Carly's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Abby Barkas. A battle at the net, and give Kendra Seifring the kill. Kendra Seifring picks up another kill. For her, that is number 9. Here we go with Carly Stone's serve. It's good. Battle to net again, and Kendra Seifring gets another kill. She's got that down. Good. 10 kills now for Kendra Seifring. Carly Stone picks up a service point. There's the next serve, and that one's too long, out of bounds. 14-10, Lady Indians fought back to within 4. Actually, they were within 3 at 13-10. Now it's 14-10. Here comes the next serve for Jay County. It's in the net for Britland Dews. Service error. Boy, a ton of service errors tonight. 14-11 now. Fort Recovery only down by 3, and there's a service ace as Chloe Trissel can't make the return. Give Kirsten Judy the service ace. Kirsten will serve. It's down to a two-point game, 14-12. And this one is a good serve, and Ava Cutler can't play it. Another service ace. Kirsten Judy has brought Fort Recovery back to within 1 at 14-13. Boy, Jay County's let a very nice lead evaporate here in this game 3. Here's the set by Jay County. And the smash for Abby Barkas, and Abby gets the kill. Give Lizzie Shane Line the assist. For Abby Barkas, that is kill number 9 on the evening. Going out for Jay is Allie Campbell. And coming back in is Kylie Osborne. Here's Ava Kunkler's serve. It's a good one. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring dinks it over right where there's nobody at. And Seifring with the kill. Give Kendra Seifring her 11th kill of the night. And Fort Recovery picks up another point, 15-14. Now serving for the Lady Indians, it's Abby Winning. Good serve. Lizzie Shainline passing to Kaylin Weaver. Weaver free balls it over. Here's Kendra Seifering hitting it back to Ava Kunkler. Shainline will set for Abby Barkas, and Barkas in the corner. Abby Barkas in the corner, and some of the fans for Fort Recovery think that was out. But not the case by the official. That's kill number 10 for Abby Barkas, and here goes Jay County's Lizzie Shainline serving. Jay County leading 16-14 now in game number 3. And here's a hitting error for Fort Recovery for Cassidy Martin as Cassidy hits it over the end line. 17-14. Again, welcome to our listeners on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, we'll have the Delphi-St. John's match back on Thursday night. Here's Kendra Seifering with a kill for Fort Recovery. Number 12 for Kendra. She leads all players in that department. And Kendra will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Cattley's our studio producer. Here's a good serve by Fort Recovery. And there's a hit by Kylie Osborne. They say it went off Fort Recovery, and Osborne gets credit for the kill. Chuck Rohr is our engineer over at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here's a good serve by Jay County. Back to Jay. Here's the set by Lizzie Shainline. There's Abby Wendell on the smash, but a block for Fort Recovery, a point Fort Recovery. It might have been Kirsten Judy with that block. Ava Kunkler tries to play it and just keeps it alive. Here's Kylie Osborne freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. Jay County plays it and gets the point. Abby Barkas with a kill there, number 11 for her. 19-16, Jay County leads by 3 now. Jay County wins this game, it's over. As Jay County has won the first two games of the match tonight. Here's the next serve, dug out by Kendra Seifering. Back to Jay, back to Fort Recovery. Battle at the net, and somebody's in the net. Fort Recovery in the net. That means a point Jay County. Going back to serve now is Audrey Shreve. Audrey will serve it again, and it's good. Dug out by Maddie Grover. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Makes it 20-17 now. Lead is back to 3 points for Jay County. Fort Recovery needs a good run here. Here's Maddie Grover on the serve. It's good. Dug out by Chloe Trissel. Here is the dink over by Abby Wendell. Fort Recovery dives and keeps it alive. Here's Wendell on a smash, and there's a block for Carly Stone. Carly Stone with a block to give Fort Recovery some hope as they trail by only 2, 20-18. Maddie Grover will serve again. Here comes the serve, and it's a good one. Smashed by Kylie Osborne, and Kylie got the kill. She hit it off of Kendra Seifering. Number 9 on the kill department for Kylie Osborne. That makes it 21-18. Jay County just 4 points away from knocking down this game. Kylie Osborne will go back to serve now. Kylie's a senior on this Jay County volleyball team. Jay County's only lost one match all year. They lost to Delta. They've won the rest of them. About 5 or 6 of them. I'm not sure exactly what their record is. Here's Carly Stone with a good hit back to Jay. There's Abby Barkas hitting it too long, and a point for Recovery. Barkas on the smash, but over the end line. Makes it 21-19. Fort Recovery back to within 2. And Carly Stone will go back to serve a crucial point here for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery must Actually, Carly goes out now, and coming in is Alexis Bupp. Alexis Bupp will serve the crucial points. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Chloe Trissel. The set at the net. Ava Kunkler gets the kill. Dale Bruns is sitting down there. A little bit mixed emotions. Ava Kunkler's his granddaughter. And she got the kill there for Jay County. Make it 22-19. For Dale Bruns is a purple man through and through, of course. Here's the dink over by Ava Kunkler and Fort Recovery returning. Kunkler back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Kirsten Judy to Kendra Seifring. Seifring hits it over. Now here's Kunkler getting the kill. Ava Kunkler gets the kill for Jay County. And that makes it 23-19. Jay County by four. They're 2 points away from winning this match. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. We can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Bern or Union City, Indiana, and ask how we can make your life easier and healthier. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And, of course, you'll find Kalp Pharmacy locations in Ohio and Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcanum. Here we go with big points here for Jay County. They can nail down this match. Serving is Britland Dews for Jay County. Bouncing the volleyball. There's a good serve. There's Kirsten Judy setting for Kendra Seifring, and Kendra got the kill. Big point for Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring with another kill. That's number 13 for her tonight. Again, she leads both teams in that category. That makes it 23-20. Lady Indians down by three. They still are a bit behind the eight ball here. As going to serve will be Kirsten Judy. Here's Kirsten's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Chloe Trissel. Back over to Fort Recovery. Now Kendra Seifring dinks it over and got the kill. Oh, boy. Soft little dink where there nobody was. Kendra Seifring with kill number 14 tonight. Wow. And we've only played three games. 23-21. Here's the next serve for Kirsten Judy. It's good. Here's Lizzie Shaneline setting for Ava Kunkler. Kunkler dinks it over. Maddie Grover saves it. Now Kendra Seifring free balls it back to Jay. Here's Shaneline setting for Abby Barkas. Barkas on the hit. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Now back to Jay County. Here's Shaneline setting for Barkas again and got the kill that time off of Maddie Grover. Abby Barkas with the kill, number 12 for her, as she leads Jay County in that category. And getting the assist there was Lizzie Shaneline again. She's had a bunch of them tonight. So here we go, 24-21. Here's match point for Jay County, serving the big match point for Jay County. Is Ava Kunkler. It's a service error in the net. She keeps Fort Recovery alive on that one. 24-22. Fort Recovery down by two with the serve. Here comes the serve by Kaya Wendell. It's a good serve. Here's the smash by Abby Barkas, and Barkas gets the kill, and this is over. 25-22. Jay County wins game number three and wins the match. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature Screen. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Well, thanks to our fine sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast tonight. Wrapping it up, Jay County wins the varsity match tonight, winning 25-17, 27-25, and 25-22. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight, winning 25-15, losing the second game to Jay, 25-22, and then winning the third game and the match 15-14. By the way, in the junior varsity, some of the Fort Recovery stats, Sydney Dews had 7 kills, Carly Link had 5 kills, Anna Kanapke had 4 kills, and Madison Rammel had 14 assists for the Fort Recovery junior varsity. Unofficially, in the varsity matchup, Jay County's Abby Barkas had 12 kills tonight, ended up with a total of, 3 service aces, and had 5 other service points, so 8 service points altogether for Abby Barkas and 12 kills. Lizzie Shaneline had 3 service points. Well, actually 4, 3 service points and an ace, and then 1 kill. Of course, a bunch of assists for Lizzie to lead the team in that category. Abby Wendell had 3 kills. Ava Kunkler, a total tonight of would be 5 kills and 4 service points. Kylie Osborne had 9 kills and a service point. Chloe Crystal had a couple of service points. Kaylin Weaver had a kill. Audrey Shreve with 2 service points. Britland Dews had 5 service points, 6 service points, including 1 ace for Britland Dews. For Fort Recovery, they were led in kills by Kendra Seifring with 14 amazing kills tonight. She also had at least 1 block and picked up a service point, 2 service points. One of those was an ace for Kendra Seifring. Again, 14 kills in only 3 games for Kendra tonight. That's an amazing stat. Carly Stone ended up with a total of 7 service points, including 2 aces, and had 2 kills and a block. Cassidy Martin with 2 kills for Fort Recovery. Abby Winning had 2 service points and a kill. Also, Audra Metzger with a service point. Grace Tent with a service point. Kirsten Judy ended up with a total of 6 service points tonight, including 2 aces, and had a kill. Faith Colleague with a couple of service points, and Maddie Grover with a couple of service points as well. Again, those are unofficial stats for the match tonight. Again, Kendra Seifring, the hitting star for Fort Recovery with 14 kills. Abby Barkas, the hitting star for Jay County with 12 kills. And Kylie Osborne was not too far behind with 9 kills for Jay County as well. Fort Recovery goes to 2-2 on the year with the loss this evening. Jay County continues down the road with only 1 loss on the year. All the rest of them victories, 6 or 7 wins now for Jay County's varsity. That's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to our studio producers, again, Eric Catterly in Portland and Chuck Rohr over at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget our next Fort Recovery broadcast Thursday night. Fort Recovery will be tangling with Delphi St. John's. We'll have the varsity match for you around 6:30 on Friday night from the Fort Recovery Fortside Fieldhouse. Congratulations to Jay County on winning the varsity match tonight and to Fort Recovery on the JV win tonight. For our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Jay County High School. Stay tuned for Reds Baseball, the Reds and the Cubs.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.